Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Episode 1390, No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome almost at the weekend. Welcome almost at the weekend. This is the third of, I probably have more on my YouTube channel, Job Search TV, and more of the networking mistakes that people make. Go to the playlist at jobsearchtv.com about networking mistakes or stupid networking mistakes, as I think I call it there. And this is another episode where I deal with one. Tomorrow I'll be off on something else, but I think I've got 10 or 15 over there. Hope you find it helpful, and let's get going, okay? Wanted to tell you a story today about a networking mistake I made. And I'll simply say I've been part of a business group now for a couple of years, and I was being elevated to a regional role. So I was sent off for training. Now, as it turns out, most of the people in the room where the training was occurring had already taken this course, and many of them were owners of franchises within this business group. So I may be the one newbie in the room actually receiving training. And it was a very frustrating experience for me. I would ask a question because I wanted to know the answer, and I was treated as though I was an ignorant buffoon. I got frustrated, and I let my frustration show at different times. And I'm not blaming them, but at times my frustration became apparent in little facial gestures, in comments that I would make that I thought no one could hear, but they could. And later on, someone was talking, they made a comment about me that said, "Why is he here?" And I realized the impact of what I had done on how people perceived me. That I was treated as being ignorant and didn't belong in the room, that's their problem. My problem was how I sent that message to them. And we all know how this happens in the workplace on a day-to-day basis, where someone makes a snide comment, which is frankly what I did, and it gets noticed, picked up on, and the person's career is hurt as a result of it. In this group, at one point, I made a comment that I didn't think someone could hear. I let my frustration show. I didn't try and persevere. I kind of shut down. And thus, I relay this story to you about not realizing that little things get noticed and filed away. And it creates an impression with people that isn't beneficial. When you're in a networking situation, you want to be all in. You want to be trying to connect with people, trying to do outreach, picking up the relationships, and not holding back. And even if you're swatted away, as I was, by an instructor a couple of times, who just was very frustrating for me, it's irrelevant. My behavior is what hurt me, because the room was with her and not with me. I had done nothing to win the room over. Now, this sounds complicated. It really isn't. Just be aware that people notice everything you do, don't do, and say or not say. And think of the message that you're trying to convey in networking situations and whether that comment really needs to be said or whether that acting out really needs to be done, or whether you can just put it aside, be an adult, which I clearly wasn't, and get what I needed out of the situation, which was more connection with some of the people in the room so I can work with them afterwards. I made a mistake, and I'm trying to head you off from a career and job search mistake that happens way too often. You go into a networking meeting, you're off on the sidelines, you feel frustrated, you don't communicate with anyone, you send the message of being aloof instead of being connected. You are there to network. Get into the conversation. You know how to do that. Seriously, you know how to do that. Even if you're a rank beginner, you kind of sidle your way over and start standing on the sidelines and have your face seen and notice how the conversation is, and then contribute something positive to it that moves it forward at the right time. And you know when that is. I don't have to tell you that.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end, or prestoexperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me for Magnify or for prestoexperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!